Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in just about an hour, we'll be joined by our pal Will Brinson, NFL senior writer for CBS Sports. Talk NFL and Commanders with him. But right now, we head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Chap Peterson, Virginia State Senator, who is withdrawing his support for the stadium financing plan for the Washington Commanders. Chap, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's been a long time.
Hey, Chap, I think I saw a picture. Somebody tweeted us. Of you waving the Johnny Depp, is that true?
Yeah, he drives past my law office every evening after the courthouse. I live right next to the old station on Main Street, and my law office is right by the old Shebeen, and you know where that is.
Yeah,
and
he goes past us.
He goes past us every day, and there's hundreds of people on the street waving at him. So
it's crazy
sometimes. It is crazy. The whole thing is surreal.
So what did Drabby say? Did you participate in one of our bits that we did at the station?
Yeah, are you an OGP one of the Junks from going way back?
Yeah, EB, I have to tell you, I used to listen to you guys back in the 90s when you were on nights.
Right.
And my wife and I, we were newlyweds.
Okay.
And we walked over and y'all were doing a putt-putt course through the station. You had Hooters girls as the judges.
Okay.
And I think it was like 96.
Right.
Okay.
And you put my wife on the air, and just to show how dated this reference was, you were referring to her as Christy Yamaguchi, which I'm sure you couldn't do to now. But
oh. So you have an Asian wife, and I called her Christy Yamaguchi.
Exactly. I mean, that was 26 years and four kids ago. So,
but Christy Yamaguchi, if I recall, was attractive.
Of course.
It's a compliment.
Oh, yeah. My wife
My wife is beautiful. And anyway, you guys,
so
we were all young guys.
Did I offend her? Or she?
No.
Yeah.
Is your wife a good skater?
Not at all.
Can she do a triple axel?
No, she's not. She's not a figure skater. She was a field hockey player. But anyway. Uh-huh.
Christy Yamaguchi. That's
did
so
she
funny.
Participate
we used to call
or just
an intern
you?
That, too.
Yes.
We both did. I think you put her on the air. You didn't want to put me on the air.
We didn't care about you.
You didn't care about me.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
Well, you were just a lawyer or maybe still in law school at the time.
I had just gotten out. In fact, JP, you were in law school, and I think we even chatted briefly. I'm sure you don't remember. You were in law school in Philadelphia, maybe?
And, yeah, I went to Temple.
Temple, yeah.
Exactly. And we were talking about, helping you. You were thinking about getting work. Anyway, I was like, don't be a lawyer. Be on radio.
Yeah,
so you made me right.
Hold on. How do you remember conversations you had with people from 26 years ago?
He's a politician.
I can't remember something I talked to somebody about last week.
His face looks kind of familiar, Kate.
It does?
Kind of.
Does it to me?
You know what? You remember the signs that used to be around the state back in 20 years ago? I used to run for state delegate, and it would say Chap on all the signs. And, I mean, I live right behind you. Fairfax City is my hometown, so right. I used to be on Don and Mike occasionally. Anyways, bottom
he's
line.
A radio file.
Yes.
Radio nerd.
I'm a radio nerd. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I love it. Hey, looking at a picture of your wife. You should have held up well.
She's
nice
done
job.
Well.
Yeah.
Nice job, Christy Yamaguchi.
Nice. That's hilarious.
That is funny.
I vaguely remember that. All right, so here's the deal. So you're a lifelong Redskins fan, right? In fact, years ago, I'm reading Chip that you or Chap, Chip Chap,
yep. Chap
that that you had what you were the Redskins Pride Club or something in 2014, and you were kind of defending the team name. Obviously, that didn't hold up. We all know what's happened there. And then when I read your statement, how you've kind of pulled your support It reads like, though, a guy that's kind of bitter, and I am too, that we changed the name. Is that where this stems from?
No, it's no. And to be honest, look, the name thing, unfortunately, is over, and obviously...
Right, it's over.
You know, it is what it is. But the point I was making is that the Redskins, as we grew up together, was an iconic part of our community. And, you know, the figures of that team, the Joe Theismans, the mm-hmm. John Riggins, Darryl Green, you know, up through Sean Taylor. I mean, these people were iconic. I mean, they were one recognizable all over the DMV. And that era is over. And so much of this, you know, the idea that, well, we're trying to put together this stadium and we've got this franchise and we're going to enter a long-term partnership, at least initially, was based on this concept that, yeah, we've got this incredibly valuable NFL franchise with this long history, and that's what's going to make it a long-term partner for the state. But none of that exists anymore. You don't have the fan base for starters. You just don't. You don't have the same identity. You don't have the same community buy-in. I mean, if you look at I've talked with people about this. This is objective. This is not my opinion. If you look at sort of the amount of community presence and community exposure of this football team versus, say, the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Giants or anybody else, it's not comparable. And, again, I'm looking at it from a taxpayer perspective. I got to make a decision what makes sense for the taxpayers, what makes sense economically. Because if we in any way subsidize, even in a small way, a huge economic development, and then the anchor tenant is not a stable, you know, entity and either leaves or does something else, that's a problem. And so, again, I sort of kept my mouth shut for months.
But Chap, here's the question I'd like to interject. We're talking to Chap Patterson,
sure.
Virginia State Senator.
Peterson.
Who's withdrawing his support.
I called him Chip. You called him Patterson.
I took the A
because
and threw
you're
it on there.
You're thinking Chip Patterson.
Chap
we've had
Peterson.
On the show a bunch of times.
Who's that?
He's withdrawing his support for the stadium.
He's a college football guy.
What has changed? What has changed to move you from a yay to a nay, essentially?
Well, you know, when I was a yes, I've only voted one time, or actually two times. Back in January, we had the initial package, mm-hmm. and I met with the team's representatives. I looked at it, and I voted. And I think at the time, I know at the time, I made a statement in the finance committee, you know, this needs a lot of work. We're going to move it forward. We know that it's going to go to the House of Delegates. We know that it's going to get amended. We know that it's got to go to the governor's office, and they're going to have their comments. And that was in January. Okay, that was almost five, six months ago. And, you know, at that time I was kind of keeping my mouth mostly shut and just sort of letting the process play out because, you know, they hadn't renamed the team yet. They were going to rebrand. And, you know, I guess we were all waiting to see how that process unfolded. But I was a skeptic even then. I didn't make any public comments, but now we're at the point where the team is putting an option on land in Prince William County. We're coming back into session on June 1st. We got to make a decision, and you got to tell people where you stand in this business. And look, I've been in politics 25 years. I've made plenty of good decisions, plenty of bad decisions, but I've always tried to tell people where I stand up front so no one's surprised. And so I felt like it was the time for me to make a statement.
But, Chap, listen, there's no question that the fan base has disintegrated and deteriorated from where it was, you know, when we grew up. Okay?
Sure.
There's no question about it, even over just the last 10 years. But
sure.
It's still the largest fan base in town, without question.
Okay.
And so, Virginia doesn't have a professional sports team. How do you feel about that? You're basically saying the one chance to have a professional sports team in Virginia, mm-hmm. you're out on it.
I guess so. I mean, look, I'm not saying that this is a no to every professional sports franchise. But again, you're talking about a 60,000 seat stadium. You're talking about all the affiliated infrastructure with that. This is not like popping in sort of a small soccer stadium or mm-hmm. a small, even an NBA facility. I mean, you're talking about a massive commitment of not just the bonds, but also public infrastructure. And again, who's the anchor tenant going to be? Let me ask you all a question. What happens if we build this, or, you know, Dan Snyder built the stadium, or the team built the stadium, and we built all the infrastructure around it. And 5 years later, they're getting 20,000 people. They're like, we're out of here. Yep. And then we're sitting there with an empty building on I-95. What happens then, folks?
Chap, I wanted to follow that up with, I don't have numbers for this in front of me, but doesn't it usually work out poorly for the municipality that pays for the infrastructure or pays into the stadium, that the profits mostly go to the owner? They don't go to the people that live around the stadium or the people that are you know, adjacent to the stadium. I'm sure you've looked at those numbers for other teams in other sports. Well, did that have an impact on your decision?
Yeah, and look, I spent 20 years of my life schlepping out to a FedEx, okay? Mm-hmm. Did that transform Prince George's County?
I would say no.
Well, that's literally in the middle of nowhere with nothing going on around it, yeah.
Right, and I agree.
But it's a nice area around it. I'll defend that area, you know.
I'm not bashing anybody. I'm not bashing the decisions that were made. And if things were different, if this was a winning team, if this was a team that had what I felt was a stronger community support, you know what, I'd probably just say, okay, there's some problems with this deal, but whatever, I'll look the other way. But I'm just not seeing the upside, guys. I just don't see it. And, again, I kind of tapped out on the team a couple years ago, but it's not about that. It's really
It feels like it's about that. That's what it feels like from you, to be honest.
You can sort of judge my reaction.
Yeah.
But all I can tell you is the number one point I would make is this is not the Washington Redskins. And everyone wants to take the legacy of the Washington Redskins and what they've accomplished and what they meant in the community and kind of import this into this new franchise and say, hey, you know, if we put this in Virginia, it's going to be a huge attraction and people are going to, you know, it's going to draw business and everything else. But this, in a lot of ways, in my opinion, is a franchise. I mean, it's a new franchise. It's almost a generic NFL franchise. And that just puts a whole new spin on it. And
you don't think, even with all their plans of bringing in restaurants and, you know, hotels, whatever, you know, the whole plan they want to do with the amphitheater and all that, a whole sort
of thing. They can still do that. They can still do that.
Right.
I can't. Yeah. I mean, listen, the only reason that I have it, my opinion has any relevance is because they want to use state tax money to pay off the bonds.
Right.
If they didn't want to do that, then who cares what I think?
Right.
I wouldn't be on this show right now.
How do you get your money back
work.
when a state does that sort of thing, gives them the tax breaks or whatever, gives them the money, $500 million, whatever you guys end up doing?
Yeah.
How do you guys justify that? How do you get your money back in theory?
Well, the idea would be that, and we did this with Amazon, that when we make an investment like that, that it creates jobs.
Yeah.
And the people that get the jobs then pay state taxes, that could well work. Listen. Guys, don't get me wrong. I would love to be wrong. If that team moves to the stadium and they're successful and they sign a lot of high-dollar players who pay Virginia income tax, because they don't right now because the games are in Maryland, and that money, then listen, I'm wrong. You're right and I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were correct. But if that's how we recoup the money, we got to have the team stay there long-term and we recoup it off the
salary. So why do you think they're going to leave? You keep saying that, like we could have an empty building. Why do you think they would leave? Because I don't think that's viable.
Well, I'm just saying, this is just me.
Yeah.
I look at all the trend lines for the attendance. I look at the trend lines for kind of the community support. I look at all those trend lines.
Right. And that's true.
Yeah. So do you think it's possible that they might move?
I don't know. I don't have any information on that. I'm just saying, if you look at a team that's having trouble and struggling in a market, it's, you know.
Chap, have you met with Dan personally?
Sure. Yeah, many times.
Oh, really?
Recently. But
is he a weirdo?
What's he like?
Isn't he a weirdo?
No. You know what?
Be honest.
I don't have any. No, he's not a weirdo. Dan, I've had lunch with him a couple times, and I was a season ticket holder for years, and, you know, I think I bumped a couple times. There was a tailgate maybe I was invited to, and he was there, but, yeah.
I hope he picked up the tab for lunch.
Yeah, who paid for lunch?
I'm sure he did.
Good. Right, but you don't think he's, like, socially awkward? Like, he was, like, a normal guy, like a guy's guy?
You know, guys, I'm not here to bash Dan or –
Hey, we're putting him in a bad spot.
I'm not trying to put him in a bad spot. Look,
We're curious. Not that many people we know have had interactions with him, and you have to make a decision that impacts the franchise or potentially impacts the franchise and the future of all of the fans. And I'm just wondering if you've had interactions with the owner.
He said yes.
Yeah.
I have. And they were positive in the sense that they were friendly. You know, I've never had anything. I have nothing negative to say about them personally. I'm well aware of all the lawsuits. I'm well aware of all the allegations. I don't have any more knowledge on that than you all do from the newspapers.
Right.
And that's not to me. That's part of the noise. Don't get me wrong. That's part of the negativity. But that's not what's driving me.
Chap, gotcha. What were some of your interactions with some of the new blood that's there that they've hired? Like, did you have a meeting with Jason Wright and some of the new brass that's there with the Commanders?
No, I met Ron Rivera a couple years ago right after he was hired. I think they had like a meet and greet down in Richmond for him. That's pretty much the only person I've met from the new guard. And then, of course, you know, in COVID, they didn't really have any public events. And then, you know, since they've been lobbying for the stadium, I've kind of kept my distance. I mean, I've talked with the team on the phone, some of the reps, but I kind of kept my distance just because, you know, obviously we have a pretty big decision to make.
Did the renderings move you at all? A lot of people like the drawings.
I honestly, that was no part of it. I mean, I'm aware kind of what they wanted to do. I think at some point somebody handed me some architectural drawings. I looked at them. You know, in this business, to be honest, guys, every 30 seconds somebody handed you an architectural drawing, so that's not really.
You've seen it a million times, right?
Yeah, it show me when it goes up. You know, show me when the steel's in the ground.
Hey, so, Chap, what's your gut feeling? Where do you think the stadium will be built? What's your gut?
Virginia.
Do you think it's going to stay?
He's just one vote, though, Cakes. He's one vote.
Do you think it's going to. Yeah, go ahead.
How many state senators are there?
40.
40.
One of 40, Cakes.
Yeah, I'm one of 40. Guys, I'm one of 40. And
you in the minority?
No, I'm a Democrat. Democrats are in the majority in the Senate.
No, but I mean, in terms of this issue.
How do they feel?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, it passed. And again, I told you I voted for it. Back in January, I'm going to think it passed like 26-14, something like that. So, you know, it could still pass. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, it could get through, and I'll be on the losing side, which that's not the first time that happened.
All right, so Chap, what's your gut?
Jason?
Yeah.
I think it's got some issues.
All right, good. All right. That's all I wanted to hear.
But that's all just because you think the team stinks and
the name stinks.
Well, but it's also not an overwhelming majority at 26-14 in January. And if the issues are becoming more real in terms of the money and the infrastructure and all that stuff, there may be more Chaps out there. So now it's 25-15. You get five more, it's split.
Yeah. No, I think that's
true. I would just, I'm taking too much of y'all's time, but I just say to me, it's not personality driven. It's nothing against, you know, to me, it's just you look at, do we want to do a project with this
loser? You just see them as a big giant loser, even though it's part of a huge, massive, profitable enterprise.
You mean the NFL?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
He's nervous that they could be the next St. Louis.
Well, look, he's not the only one who feels that way. He just said there was 14 senators.
I'm not attacking him.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not attacking him.
It's not like he's on an island.
But I'm just saying he's just pissed that they suck. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, also, Dan's a bad guy. He's not going to admit it, but Dan's a bad guy.
He didn't tell him. It sounded like he was fine with him.
Okay, publicly, yeah, but get him in a bar, in a restaurant, he might tell you something different.
Hey, did you ever enter Christy into Daisy Duke's contest or anything like that? Did she ever do any of those?
I got to be careful what I say because this will get back to my wife. I've got three daughters, so they're, if you do a contest, they might enroll behind my back. I don't know.
I think those days are done for us.
Yeah, we're retired from that.
Chap, we want to thank you for taking the time. It's Chap Peterson, Virginia State Senator. Who's withdrawing support for the Commander's Stadium financing plan.
Thanks for dealing with us.
Hey, guys. It was a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate
it. All right. Say hi to Chris.
So Jason's the only one that lives in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm guessing that you can name one state senator now.
I can.
Yes. Very involved in politics. Jason Bishop.
Yep.
All right. We'll take your calls next. 800-636-1067. What's your takeaway from the Chap Peterson interview that we just conducted, and what do you think is the most likely outcome for where the stadium winds up? We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.